Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice, and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parent in Hell with...
Ooh. Can you say Josh Widdicombe? Can you say Rob Beckett? Good girl. Can you do it this way? Can you go... Etta, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
Well done. Can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done. Good girl.
There we go. We've got our money's worth there, Rob.
God,
it took most of the podcast.
Took ages, didn't it?
Yeah, good, they did both ways. Me and my other half love your podcast, and he decided to get our daughter to do the intro while she was in the bath. But he did it the wrong way round with Josh first, got her to do it the right way round too. Here's the full clip.
Yeah, well, fucking edit it then.
Well, yeah, Carla Martin, 23-month-old Etta Rose from Sandhurst in Berkshire. Berkshire.
Sandhurst. Yeah, that's where they train the army, innit?
Prince Harry went to Sandhurst, didn't he?
Yeah, and he turned out well.
Didn't he fucking bore on about it in that book? Oh, my God.
I feel sorry for
him. We're not here for the army, mate. We don't care. What? Tell us about you and your brother.
Give us a chapter on Camilla.
Yeah, it's so rare I give up on a book, but ma'am. Anyway.
All the best bits have been taken out anyway. Anyway, should we talk about something that's current rather than a book that came out a year ago? So I'm a bit edgy.
What's up?
Well, it's just, I find some holidays really difficult and I get flashbacks of lockdown, like PTSD from lockdown.
Do you?
Of just,
well, we built our careers on that, Rob.
But by the time, I don't know if you mentioned it last time, but by the time I've finished doing breakfast, I've started doing lunch for them again. Then you have to think about doing them dinner and they just eat all day. So yeah. The kitchen's always messy. They always want to do something and they keep arguing.
Oh dear.
But apart from that, it's great to have some lovely family time.
Well, do you want me to cheer you up with my morning?
Go on, what's happened in your morning?
Because we meant to start at 9, weren't we?
Yeah, it's 9:36 now.
Yeah, because I said, can we start at 9:30? Which, admittedly, is going to be tight.
I'd say anyway. As well, I'm quite chilled, but a request to start at 9:30 at 8:37.
Yeah,
is I'd quite say close.
It's not ideal. We didn't realise that my daughter's art class started at 9 rather than 10.
Right, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
And
when did you find that out?
When? What time did I text you?
Oh, sorry. Okay, so about 8 a.m.
Yeah, at 8 a.m.
What time was your message?
8:04. got back.
How long was it to the school? Was that 20 minutes or
not
something?
Not the school, so oh, luckily right. it was a 12-minute drive.
Okay, that's good.
But we got back last night from... I'll tell you about Norfolk in a minute. But I'll talk to you from the moment we got back. So we drove back last night, got back at 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that.
Well,
my daughter had slept in the car. My son hadn't.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, he's 2. So he'd just been watching Sarah and Duck on an iPad for 2.5 hours. Absolutely wired.
Yeah.
So my wife goes to put him to bed. Right, my wife? That's weird, Rose. Isn't it? Rose goes
give
to put him to bed.
You can give her a name out.
Yeah.
She signed up to this. She's given full consent.
She signed the form.
But I don't mean to say my name on the podcast anymore. All right, then. Do you want to still live in this house? Because I can't protect everyone for so long. My life is the show.
Are you all right, Rob?
Yeah, I'm fine, actually. Yeah, I'm really good.
Yeah, you don't see... What are you drinking?
I'm drinking... No offence to... whatever company this is, but coffee out of a metal can because it's the only one they do at the garage.
You're in a really bad way, aren't you?
I'm not. I'm just... I don't know. I just... The weather's depressed me.
It's not that.
The weather's... Well, that is a contributing factor. I just feel like there's always something to do. I never get it all done. And then I wake up and it starts again. And there's nothing even that bad going on. It just feels
like lots of things.
I feel like a salmon upstream, and my children are the bears swiping at me.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And what's the stream? All the tasks for the house.
The stream's Sunderland Sea, and it's full of shit. And there's triathletes being sick next to me. I don't know if you saw that in the news. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. When's this going out? It's probably about a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
But people are still vomiting.
Yeah.
From swimming in the sea. Anyway, go on, Josh, sorry. You got back from Norfolk.
Yeah. Rose put my son to bed. I had to go and get all the stuff out of the car. It's 9:30 in the evening.
And you don't have a drive and you live in London.
Ferrying stuff forward and back from around the corner.
What'd you say, 40 metres walk?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And he got to lock it every time because it's because of the crime around there. You've got to make sure that's locked.
Well, not because of the crime around there.
Well, it doesn't help, does it?
Well, no, but I'd still lock my car if I walked 40 metres away from it and went into a house in any area.
No, not where I am now, boy.
No?
Yeah, you wouldn't see anyone for weeks.
Just leave your car open.
Yeah, sometimes I just unlock it, take the brake off, roll it down the hill. No one there?
No.
If you roll a car down a hill in the woods and no one sees it, have you rolled a car? That's
exactly.
The old
saying. Have you invalidated the insurance?
Yeah, exactly. Not even insured, mate.
Of course.
Oh, don't need it.
Don't talk to me about that. I've already covered that. I was like that for 3 months without realising.
My car is insured, just for the record, before I get people on my case.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Josh. I feel giddy.
Got inside. Rose had put my son to bed. He was screaming his head off.
Right, okay. Just to let us know, I don't want to be too critical of this story, but you've told us Rose has put your son to bed 3 times so far in this anecdote.
Yeah, but we keep digressing into you having a breakdown.
Sorry.
So he's screaming his head off because he's OD'd on Sarah and Duck, and he won't. It's 10 p.m. This isn't his normal fare of when he goes to sleep.
Yeah. Was he two?
Two. Yeah. And so I go to drop some stuff up to my daughter as Rose is putting her to sleep. Walk downstairs. He is screaming like old days, like when I did the 5 a.m. thing, right?
Yeah.
I walk downstairs. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Someone spilled a load of water on my son's coat that I just left lying on the floor.
Yeah.
And then I see the cat scrabbling at it, and I'm like, oh, God, the cat's pissed on the coat.
Why is the cat pissing on the coat?
I think she must have been unsettled by us going away and us coming back or something. It was very out of character.
Yeah, is she the one with the bad, with kidney stones?
I don't know, they look the same, Rob. Didn't stop to identify the perpetrator.
Okay, so a cat's pissed on your son's coat.
It's an anorak. Yeah. Rose texts me from upstairs and said, you should go and see him. I'm like, I'm dealing with fucking piss on his coat. Because it's an anorak. It's like a puddle within the anorak.
Oh, because it doesn't... It's not absorbing it.
It's not absorbing it. It's just
waterproof.
It's waterproof. And I've stepped in it as well because it's splashed everywhere. Yeah,
of course. Obviously. If you move it, you're spreading it around now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I go up and see him, put his aircon on. I think that'll do the job. I then have to go and get some toilet roll. I was like, well, I'll just have to absorb up the piss because I can't move the coat.
Yeah.
So I end up absorbing up the piss, putting the toilet roll with the toilet roll in the coat. Then I'm like, what am I going to do with the coat? Oh, I don't know whether to write the coat off or wash the coat or... You know, it's now a cat piss coat of the highest order.
Of course. And also as well, if the coat's already a little bit too small because he's growing out
exactly.
Of it, or have we just bought it, or how, you know...
Yeah, I didn't know. So I put it in the sink. I put it in the sink with the toilet roll and thought, we'll deal with that
later when Rose comes down. Okay, lovely little gift.
Is that the wrong thing to do?
So yeah, I would have just put the toilet roll in the bin.
Yeah, but I was the toilet roll's going to go in the bin. Anyway.
So you just put it in the bin. If it's going to go in the bin anyway, might as well do that rather than rubbing piss all over the sink.
Yeah, I know there's a mistake.
And then I would have chucked the anorak in the washing machine, or I would have put it in the sink with hot water and some fairy liquid.
Yeah. I put hot water on it, don't worry about that.
Oh, we boil up the piss. No soap.
Yeah, well, no. some water, some washing up liquid as well, yeah.
With the toilet paper, with the tissue paper.
Yeah, it was just a holding situation.
Yeah, no, but you made
I had to clean the floor. That was the key.
Yeah, but you've absorbed the piss and disabsorbed it into the broth.
Into the broth. I know.
The piss, cat Rob, piss. You should have put the
screaming
tissue in
coming
the bin.
From upstairs at this point.
Okay, do you accept that you made a mistake? You're not trying to
yeah,
claim
no,
that.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying, okay. I was just like, let's just fucking do this and deal with the floor first, because the floor's the key situation.
Is it carpet or wood?
Wood. Okay. But I'd trodden it everywhere as well, so I had to then mop the floor.
A big old
10
feet
p.m.
As well.
Son's still screaming, less so. He was going to sleep by this point. Just get all this sorted. Get rid of the toilet roll.
Yeah.
Wash the coat.
Yeah.
Put the bin out. Clean the floor. Put the stuff away.
Yeah.
It's about 10:30 now. Yeah. 11. Rose, like, should we go to bed? I'm like, oh, fucking hell. I've just, you know, like, talk about not stopping. Like,
you just driven for 2.5 hours and just cleaned up some cat piss. Oh, I got a bed now. Immediately.
Yeah, just straight to bed. Okay, fine.
I think you're a serial killer if you can just switch off straight away.
Yeah,
like all right, that.
No, yeah. Nervous strokes. Just enjoyed flossing my teeth just for a break.
How was Norfolk?
Yeah, so then I'll just tell you about this morning. Woke up.
Yeah.
7:30. Bit of a lying because the kids have been to bed late.
That's nice.
Yeah. Get up. No milk. No bread. No nothing. My daughter's hungry. Had to make a porridge with just water like she's in fucking prison.
I knew the gobbler would save the day. The porridge gobbler to the rescue. I think you kept milk and bread out of it just so you could gobble.
I didn't have any myself,
water,
mate.
Cold water and cold
like
water
she's
and oats.
In fucking Shawshank.
So she's on cold water and oats porridge.
No,
but you
what?
Know, it's in the blood. She's goblin. Or do you do your porridge hot? How do you do it?
I do it hot.
Oh, all right. I didn't know. Don't know how you have it.
Oh God, this is a. Oh God, what
right,
a.
So your daughter's on terrible prison porridge.
I get sent out. She's got to have a packed lunch with 2 snacks for the art class.
Fucking snacks. Also, you don't have snack shops near you.
Well, we do. We've got a Londis. Where do we draw the line?
Oh, you keep that hidden, your little Londis of your little special delis. But
I
you go
keep
there
it
and eat real stuff. You keep it hidden. You never tell me it's a Londis when I come and see you. Like, oh yeah, go to you know Sarah Jane's Cafe or whatever it is, and it's like one woman with 15 quid croissants. You didn't tell me it was a proper shop.
Go to Londis. Smack out some yogurt, some pom bears.
Good lads.
Give her some bread from Londis. She's not gonna have fucking Gales as a sandwich. Etc. Get back. The moment I get back, we realise that she needs to be there in about 20 minutes. We need to leave in about 20 minutes. Make the packed lunch. Go and drop her. Come back. 5 minutes to the podcast.
What, 5 minutes to the 9:30, the rescheduled?
The rescheduled podcast.
Yeah.
Get my pint of water. I think I'll just go upstairs, have a relax.
Yeah.
My son's screaming because he doesn't want to have his nappy changed. I think I should go and help with that. Go and help with that. It's 2 minutes to 9:30. Come up here. Here I am. That
and
has
you look
been
like
last.
You're up for it.
I am, actually. Do you know what? That would have destroyed me 6 months ago.
Destroyed you?
That was, I'd say, that evening into morning. That evening into morning was my kryptonite.
That would have said, well, you. What would have happened is you would have stressed. And
I was
then
stressed like it mattered.
You wouldn't have slept all night. Like
no,
a, yeah.
I just stressed like it mattered.
And it hasn't destroyed you now. How do you say it's affected you now?
It's given me 14 minutes of top value content for our listeners.
Well, the truth of that will be in how much he puts out.
Yeah, all right. We'll
so
see.
When it's, they look at the clock and it's minute two. And 45 seconds was a girl saying her name's twice. How was Norfolk though? We spoke for a little bit because of different commitments over the summer holidays.
Went
How are your
Norfolk.
Summer holidays going?
Went to Norfolk for a couple of days.
Yeah, nice.
Yes, I'll stick to the negatives because that's what you're here for. Lots of positives.
Give us some positives as well.
Give us some positives. Lovely spending time with my friends. Lovely spending time with my daughter and their son get on incredibly well, so they just hung out the whole time. Really nice place.
So not fussed on your wife or son, but it was nice to see your
well,
friends
I get them
and
the whole time, mate. I get them the whole time.
Oh, so did you stay with friends up there?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
Yeah. So I'm not like... So, yeah, it was lovely to spend time with... Well, how much time do I spend with Rose? Let's put it this way. The sleeping arrangements.
Hmm.
So we get there the first night. We're going to have our room and then our children are going to have the other room.
So is it... Have you hired a cottage or is it someone's
house?
Yeah,
yeah. Our friends have hired a cottage for a week and we're going for a couple of days just to see them. Yeah. first night, the room for my kids is my son in the cot, my daughter in the single bed. My son's up late because we've got because of just life. He doesn't go to sleep. My daughter goes to bed. There is no fucking way he's going to sleep with my daughter in the room. He's standing up. He's, you know, playing peepo. Just talking to her. She's lying there trying to get to sleep. She can't get to sleep. Cut a long story short, Rob.
Yep.
She goes in with my wife. I'm in the single bed in with my son.
Okay. I saw that coming.
Yeah. I'm in the single bed. Child's duvet.
Oh, so a bit of space in there for you.
Oh, it's lovely business. Lovely business.
At least that weren't too small.
As you know, I like the duvet over my head, Rob. So I had to decide whether overhead or over feet. That was my options. I couldn't have both.
So what did you go for?
In the end, I went overhead in fetal position, curled up in a little ball.
What must your son think when he sees you there? Dad? Dad?
The second day, yeah. I woke up to my son tickling my feet because my feet were at the end of the bed, so near his cot that he could tickle them.
He's going to have a tough argument when he does the my dad's harder and your dad argument at school.
Yeah.
What does your dad do? He sleeps with a child's cover over his head in a fetal position. Those days of toxic masculinity are over, though, Josh. Now it'll be like, my dad's more emotionally available than your dad.
Exactly.
That's the future,
exactly.
Isn't it? The woke future.
Exactly, Rob.
Oh, this is making me feel better.
So that was the sleeping.
I'm very tired, Josh, and that's why I'm a bit eggy.
Sorry.
I'm so tired that I nearly fed my dog my AirPods because I thought they were treats. They're in my pocket. Because I was on a walk and I had to take them out to talk to someone. I put my pocket and I was trying to get my dog back so it didn't run off with another dog. And I put my hand out like that and it literally had, I thought, two trees, but it was my AirPods. And he just looked at them and looked at me like, what are you doing?
Amazing.
But yeah, so sorry if I'm a bit aggy. So yeah, Norfolk, no, carry on. I interrupted
you. So that was
the
sleeping arrangements. My daughter slept in the bed with my wife. I slept in bed with my in the bed in my son's room. Back to going to bed with the light off, Rob, is fucking tough.
With the light on?
Off. Because he sleeps in the dark. I couldn't read. I'd need to read in bed to turn off.
Right, and he sleeps in pitch black.
Yeah. Anyway, our friend's son, who's two as well.
Yeah.
On the first night, he had a bit of... He couldn't get to sleep and he lost his shit for 2 hours.
Did that make you feel good for a bit? Like, oh, thank God it's not us.
Yeah.
But then you are like, come on, mate.
There's nothing like the sound of the tension when two couples are there with their kids upstairs and you hear a child make a sound and you're all computing if it's yours.
Yeah. And then also when they go up to deal with it and one's downstairs, they get a bit aggy between themselves and the one's sort of like being like the PR machine going, oh yeah, he's just a bit tired because obviously we've had a busy day and you guys have come up and it's disrupted his routine and all that. And it's just like, at the back.
So they'd originally been using the room because they'd been there a couple of days. I then went to bed while their son was still kicking off.
Oh. So you've had to slide in complete darkness?
In complete darkness. And
what are you taking in there? You got your phone, bowl of porridge,
phone.
What are you doing?
I don't even eat porridge. I don't even eat porridge.
You don't. You gobble it.
I don't even gobble it. Like Goldilocks, so mate. I'm like Goldilocks. But I went in. And I was like, if anything, their son's louder in this room than when I was on the landing.
Yeah.
And I was like, the acoustics are mad in this house. Is it because my head's near it? And then I looked, I could see a green and red flashing dial in the darkness. And we'd got the baby monitor for their son's room. It was plugged in to my son's room, was in my son's room.
So there was probably a monitor in their bedroom and that room you were in where their kid was staying previously, but they've left that one in. So if they were slagging you off, you could... Have I told you about the story about someone slagging off their in-laws?
No.
Well, this is a similar situation where they were on a holiday thing and there was a monitor downstairs in the front room and one in the kids' room. And then the pair in-laws were downstairs in the front room watching telly. And then the monitor with our friends, and the monitor had gone off. So both of them had gone upstairs and to calm the baby down. And then they were just calming the baby down and moaning about like the in-laws being a bit tight and not paying for stuff. Oh, they've not paid for any dinners. It's a piss take. They've come down and not. But it was all just playing out live in the front room.
Oh, no. Obviously, because. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, can you imagine that? Frosty weekend.
That is mad.
Anyway, so what happened to you?
I had the receiver. The screaming baby was being piped into my bedroom.
He must have you could just unplug that, surely.
Yeah, but my son had been lying there asleep for 2 hours with the other baby being piped in. Thank God he slept. But I was lying there for about 5 minutes thinking, why is this so loud in here?
Your poor kid.
Yeah. Anyway.
Lovely.
They got a nice trip. It was fine. Yeah. The beach was painful.
Why?
It was so windy that the sand was like in your face.
Because it wasn't great. So we're recording this sort of like a week before everyone will hear it because we're a bit behind because of little holidays and stuff. But this was when it was terrible weather, isn't it?
It was terrible
awful
weather.
Rain and wind.
Well, but yeah. Then we had a lovely day the second day on the beach. Week, the first day on the beach was intense. But we had a lovely time. I do want to make one complaint.
Go on.
The exchange rate on those paper tickets in an amusement arcade is fucking unbelievable, mate.
Oh, what, when you cash it in to try and buy a toy?
We spent... So I took my daughter and my friend took his son. We went... We got a tenner out each, yeah?
Yeah.
Spent an hour and a half, yeah? We got 500 tickets at 20 quid.
Yeah.
Yeah? My daughter got a lollipop and a golden plastic egg that contained a keyring of the turd emoji.
It's an absolute swindle, isn't it?
It's a fucking... There was a unicorn that must have been worth a quid... Yeah. It was 1,000 tickets. I was trying to explain to her. We've been playing for so long. I was trying to explain to her that we've only got the money to buy a quarter of that unicorn. Like,
So this is a bit like what we did with the golden egg. What Lou's very good at, find that unicorn online.
Yeah.
On Amazon or whatever, and find the price, and it'll probably be like 4 quid, and say, look...
It won't even be 4 quid, mate. What? It was fucking shit, that unicorn. Right.
Also, it does feel like they could get slightly better toys and still make a massive profit, but it's almost like, how far can we stretch this?
I had a great time in the arcade. My daughter had a great time. His son had a great time. And then you get to the end bit, and it's so disappointing, because we got so many tickets. And then, they had... One of the options was a fucking... Like a wireless speaker. How fucking long are you spending in the arcade? I can't afford a unicorn. We've spent 20 quid. Anyway, there's some youths that were much better at it than us.
Well, I suppose the better you do in the games, the more you get is the argument. Yeah.
I took what I think might be the best photo I've ever taken.
Going back to having, if you find the toy, you can say to your daughter, this toy is £5 and it costs us £20. So if you... don't get any more tickets and we just buy the toy, we've still got money left over to spend on other things.
Yeah.
What photo did you take?
This photo, which I'd say, it feels like the best photo I've ever taken. Just, this is the seaside.
This is the seaside.
So that is the teenager that won the jackpot 3 times feeding in his tickets.
Look at that.
And that is that's my daughter's head and her friend's son. Feeding in this tiny amount of tickets compared to...
It looks like the honey monster's trimmed his pubes.
It was fucking mental how many tickets these guys had. Honestly,
that's
mate.
That's too many. He sat there. He looks like some sort of victorious... He looks like he's smoking a cigarette with that lollipop.
Yeah, because his lollipop makes him... Honestly, it was insane.
And he also looks slightly too old to have a lollipop. Can we put him up there? Maybe we'll cover his face.
I love the arcade. We had such a good time in the arcade.
Any other Norfolk stories?
That was it. It was a lovely trip. Thoroughly enjoyed it. But to conclude the paper tickets in an amusement arcade and cat pissing on a coat.
Right. Do you want to know what I've been up to in the summer holidays? And then have you got a breakdown please, you want to talk worth. About?
I know, it's fine. I'll save it for 10 minutes before Joel Dommett.
Right, so this gives you an idea of how the summer holidays is going. That I was in my daughter's room the other day with Lou, waiting for them to come out the shower, and I said, what are we going to do with this room when they move out? She was like, nothing. We're not going. I was like, she's only seven, but I was just like, it's just
so
sort
talk
of...
me through the dynamic in your house at the moment, Rob.
Well, Lou's ankle is still bad. It's not 100%. So yeah. She's not... She's pretty much doing it. She can't like properly go for... She loves going for a walk with the dogs, and it's really good for her mental health to have an hour in the morning of just quiet and peace and stuff. Yeah. So I would say, and she'd agree, that she's probably not sleeping as well because she's not moving as much because she can't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also, she'll not having a walk in the morning does make her slightly snappier than she would be normally. So an example of this would be the other morning. The dog's been getting up about six, needing a wee. Normally, the older dogs just sleep to about seven. Because it's a younger dog, he needs a wee because he's got smaller bladder. They've been waking up about six, which is pretty good, actually, for a new dog. We've lucked out. But she's been doing it every day. So I said, I'll get up with the dogs tomorrow. And then, for some mad reason, the both dogs slept till 7:30 and didn't need a wee.
Oh.
And I said, I rolled over and went, oh, that's good, isn't it, Lou? The kids and the dogs haven't woke up till 7:30 today. And she just went... How do they know? And I was like, whoa, okay, that's a take. I thought this was a good bit of news for the Beckets. Yeah. I thought this was this is good. I'm trying to old Bobby positive spin. Bobby Beckles, yeah. Professor Bubbles has turned up for a bit of positivity. And I went, how do they know? And what? Because I was a bit woken up and confused. She went, well, how do they know? Every day it's early me. And then how do they know when you're doing it? They sleep in. And I was just like, I processed it for a bit. And then I said something which made it worse. Or yeah. I said, Lou, she went, yeah, I went, you do know the world's not against you, don't you?
Oh, my word. Oh, my God.
And then she basically said, I can't remember if it was shut up, fuck off, or a combination of the both.
Yeah, fuck
it
up.
It was pretty much just shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Just shut the fuck up.
And do like, you know what? Right. With good cause.
She called the dog a dickhead the other day, and the girls asked what dickhead meant.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was quite funny.
So Lou's having a bad time, Rob.
I would say Lou's not having her best summer.
What's the prognosis on her ankle?
She's had an MRI scan on it, and they're going to let her know if it's going to recover fine, or she might need surgery.
Oh, fuck.
But she can walk around on it, but she's got this boot she's supposed to be wearing, but she's going to get annoyed now. But she's got this boot she's supposed to be wearing, but she doesn't always wear it. And then a dog will run into her foot, or the girls will like tread on her foot, and she goes, "Ah!" I'm like, "Are you wearing your protective boot?" And she's like, "No." I'm like, "Well, you know," and it's so not ideal. And then the other thing that happened, we had a first sleepover, a girl coming over to sleep over.
Oh yeah,
which is quite tricky because
was she the 7-year-old's friend?
Yeah, yeah. So the fight is too young for a 5-year-old. But that was not one thing. Was I was like, God, I need to sleep with like pajamas on now because I normally sleep naked. But if there's a problem in the night, you know, like
yeah, yeah, yeah. And one of them comes back it.
So turning I'm up on the sweating hallway. With a top and shorts on, and also as well, I thought back because that episode. I don't know if you've seen the K-pop episode of Rob and Romesh that went out recently.
No,
basically,
I'm
ended
sorry.
Up in a Korean spa, near enough completely naked, and I was like, what must you think if? Going, oh, my daughter's going for a first ever sleepover to that bloke's house.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's not a good look, is it?
No, but I'd say, and I mean this well, mm-hmm. You're one of the least kind of threatening people I know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not one of them sort of scary, moody dads, because that's used to scare me at sleepovers.
Exactly.
Because where I grew up, like in Southeast London. I found sleepovers well scary because I knew all the mums because it was just all mums at the school gates. Mm. But then all, about 6 o'clock, this massive scary bloke, and because it's Southeast London, it was all like extras from Football Factory would just come home and sit down and crack a can of beer, and I'd be petrified of these massive. I remember going to someone's house for a sleepover, and I saw their dad's shoes at the front door. I was like, "What fucking Bigfoot Yeti bastard lives here? What's who's got feet that can fit there?" I just remember seeing the shoes and I was scared at the door.
God, I'm just trying to remember what my sleepovers were like. Because they're in Devon. Farmers' houses.
Yeah, loads of space, I imagine, as well. Was there?
God, I once went to a farmer's house, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Have I told you this? I went round to his house. And, like, I had my normal friends, but for some reason he'd invited me round to his house.
Yeah.
And then he took me ferreting. Trying to what? Catch, he took a ferret. Me and him went with a ferret to try and catch animals.
Your mate or your mate's
hedge.
Dad?
The mate.
Oh right, not the, just the dad.
No, not just the dad and the boy. Not just the dad and me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A bit weird.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, and then you go, you know, ferreting when you pull your trousers and pants down and pop a ferret up your bum, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
But there were some intimidating farmers with parents at my school.
Yeah, I bet.
His mum threatened to hit him with a wooden spoon. I remember that.
It was like the twits. It was like a Roald Dahl book.
It was mad. Anyway. So the sleepover, did it go well?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, yeah. So the sleepover went really well. They both really enjoyed it. They stayed up to about 10 o'clock giggling and stuff. It weren't too bad. Yeah. But the problem is, because my two kids are like thick as thieves, play together all the time, clashing a little bit over the summer holidays. We had our first ever "you prefer her to me" chat.
Oh, no.
You know
oh,
that?
No.
Like,
oh, well, no.
And this is what it came off the bat, right? The youngest... The eldest were trying to find a teddy and it was in the pile in the youngest room, okay? They've got separate rooms. She went, "Oh, where's the teddy?" I went, "Oh, it's in her room." So she went in to get it and then the youngest then barricaded her door and said, "What's the password to get out?"
Right.
And my eldest was like, "I don't know the password, I just want to go back to my room." And she's like, "No, what's the password?" I'm like, "You can't do password to get out. Password to get in your room."
Yeah.
But you because if it's password to get out, that is kidnap. That's kidnap, isn't it? You're holding someone hostage there.
Yeah.
And then the eldest was going, "No, I just want to get out." And then as the eldest was squeezing past, the younger one sort of barged into slightly. Then the eldest tripped over a toy and then grazed her knee and then cried, right?
Oh, God.
It could not have been more the youngest
fault.
And
were you there to witness this?
I saw all of it. And I went, she cried. And I went, "No, you shouldn't do that. That say sorry. That's you can't do that." She was just coming in for a teddy and going like that. And then she started going, "No, I did." And then just kick it off. And they went, "You love her more than me." No, I don't. I don't. I love you and like you both the same. But you were in the wrong there. Mental.
Did she feel excluded by the sleepover?
Yeah, but then what I did was I said, "So what?" We both picked them up. Lou picked up the eldest and the friend. And then I picked up the youngest in the other car. And Lou took them home, did them dinner, and then they played. Because it's hard. You don't want the youngest to feel excluded, but you don't want the eldest, whose actual play date is not to have their play date. Because then they're like, no, it's not a play date with my friend and then a sibling. So I took the youngest and I was like, right, let's go. I took her to the toy shop. She picked out a toy. Then we went and got this pizza she likes. And then we took her to the park and had pizza in the park. And she played on the zip line swings for ages. And normally, because I take both, it's like they always have to take turns because they just go everywhere together because they're similar ages. She had like non-stop. There was no one else at the park. She did zip line as much as possible, then came back, then played for a bit. And then she was like, "I want to sleep in the bed with them." And like, no. You can't, you know, because it's not a sleepover, there's not enough room and all that. And then, so she was getting a bit, it's just a difficult one to manage. But I think going forward, when she's old enough, it's easier almost to do double sleepover.
Totally.
Where we just go, right, you invite a friend, you invite a friend, and they're in their own separate rooms and that kind of thing.
And how did you make them go to sleep?
No, so we got them, they were like going, "Oh, can we have a bath?" I was like, no baths tonight, let's just... And then my daughter was like, "No, we'd like a bath." And then her mate was like, "I always have a bath before bed." I was like, "Tonight, no bath. Okay, let's I'd rather go down as the dad that, you know, is a bit smelly than the one that baths all the kids." So I was like, "No baths. No one's having a bath. I'm not even having a bath. No one's having a bath." Your friend can have a bath when she gets home. It's only one night. Yeah. You'll be fine. And then we just said, right, go and get your pyjamas on. And then we went and get into bed. And they sort of laughed and giggled for a bit. But then they just eventually just fell asleep. You know what I mean? So it's about 10 o'clock. So it weren't 10, half 10. and stuff. So no, it was really good, and it was nice, good fun, and nice for him to see their friend. But yeah, he's a bit of a balancing act. If anyone's got any tips of sort of dealing with siblings,
or sleepover disasters.
Oh, sleepover disaster. Yeah, fuck tips. Sleepover disasters. Who cares about tips?
What podcast do you think we're on, Rob?
Also, the good thing about disasters is whatever they tell you they did, just don't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
This is another little... I'll tell you this little one, and then I've got another couple of bits we can do on Friday. So they were arguing over this one lolly that they wanted. So one of my daughters went to a birthday party, the eldest one, and she got a lolly in the party bag. And the youngest wanted that lolly and was like, well, no, you can't have that lolly. We've only got one because she got it at a party. You're not having it. She went, but I want it. And she was kicking off. So then the eldest, which was really... She went, you can have some if you want. You can have it. And we went, oh, that, do you know what? That is so nice of you to do that. And I said, and what do you say? And he went, oh, thank you. I went, oh, that's so sweet. It's so kind to your sister. Well done. And then as she passed the youngest one the lolly, she went, only one lick. I was like, what is this sicko doing? Like, it's like mind game. Because I was like, we went from that so much, he was allowed one lick of it and then give it back. I was like, this is disgusting.
Oh, God.
Little rotters.
Oh, God. It's weird, isn't it, siblings? Because you're just... My daughter gets on well with my son, but I think it's... She basically enjoys mothering him. They're not like...
Pals.
They're not yet at the stage where they're equal partners, whereas your daughters are equal partners in the friendship.
Well, the way they play, people think they're twins a lot of the time because the youngest is a bit taller. Not taller than the eldest, but quite tall for her age. They look like they could be twins. You know, when there's one bigger than the other kind of thing. But non-identical, that's what it's called.
Fuck it. So how tired are you, Rob?
The same as, what's that, man?
How tired are you?
Well, if I try and play a podcast, I can hear it through the speakers in my dog's stomach. That's how tired I am. Actually, a small business shout out. Hi RJ and M, please could I get an SBS? Oh, that's clever, isn't it? Small business shout out.
Oh yeah, that's good.
For my friend Jill's 11-year-old daughter. Her name is Lucy and she has started a jewellery company making beaded bracelets, necklaces and earrings. Lucy is homeschooled and this was one of her educational products. Or child labour. You decide. She sells her beautiful pieces through her Instagram page, also at Car Boot Sales. You can follow her, Lucy's, Lucys, beading.company. I don't know if you have to say the dot or not, but there is a dot there. I have been listening since lockdown, despite having no kids of my own, and recommended you to pretty much everyone I know with children. Aww. Stay sexy and relatable, Charmaine. There you
go. Thank you, Charmaine.
Lucy's Beading Company.
Let's keep it crafty. Dear Rob and Josh, can I please have a small business shout out for my husband Tim's Etsy shop? It is ideal for all Josh and Rose's knick-knack needs. That was nice, wasn't it, that sentence? It's called Okie Dokie UK. Now, I'll spell this out because it's O-A-K-Y and then D-O-K-E UK. Etsy.com/UK/shop/OkieDokieUK. Sells vintage furniture and homewares, giving a second life to stylish pre-loved gems and supporting sustainable living. It is, in the words of Anne-Marie from Cardiff, a stiff-necked dream come true. Tim is a classical guitarist originally and started this as a side hustle to fit around parenting our three kids. He works exceptionally hard and does it all himself from home while still teaching guitar in the evenings and looking after our lively two-year-old 2 days a week. What a guy. But if I could mention one thing in case he listens, Tim, please curb the swearing in the car in front of the children. Thanks. Keep up the good work on the podcast, legends, Anne-Marie in Cardiff.
Right, see you next week.
Loved it. Loved you. Loved it. It's good to,
love,
good
love,
to talk.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you. Love you too,
little
gobbler.
I really enjoyed that. Love you, mate.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Hello, I'm Jen Brister.
And I'm Kerry Godleyman.
And we host the brand new podcast series, Memory Lane. Each week, we'll be taking a trip down Memory Lane with our very special guest, as they bring in four photos from their past to talk about.
And Jen and I will be doing new episodes every week. Come on, we can all be nosy together.
Memory Lane Podcast, available now.
What a time to be alive.
And not in a good way.
Pringles are $3.99.
You have to scan a barcode to see the menu at a restaurant.
Why are there so many parking apps?
Why are there so many apps?
Why is everyone filming everything?
You've now got to pay £5 just to drop someone off at the airport.
Piers Morgan.
I drive home in a car I can't afford to run, to cook food I can't afford to eat, in a house I can't afford to live in.
I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Paul McCaffrey.
And if you've been annoyed by anything that you've heard in this advert, then why not listen to the brand new series of our hit podcast,
What's Upset You Now?
Here's another thing, podcasts that are 3 hours long.
Not this one.
No. This is 2 15-minute episodes a week, one with me and Paul, and one with guests like
Ramesh Ranganathan, Rob Beckett, Pete Doherty, Emily Atack, Josh Whittaker, and Catherine Ryan.
So go to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to What's Upset You Now.
It's me, Alan. There's no place like London's Hackney Empire this September, or so I'm told. With shows from three of the UK's top comedians. Join team captain of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, John Richardson. Recent I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here star, Sean Walsh. And me, Alan Carr. We're all visiting Hackney Empire this September with our critically acclaimed tour shows. Ooh, la-di-da. Tickets available from hackneyempire.co.uk. See you there, my loves.
You like Josh Widdicombe? You're in luck. That's because the co-host of Parenting Hell and The Last Leg Maestro is the guest on the first episode of the Always Be Comedy podcast. Out now and with me, your host and MC at Always Be Comedy, James Gill. Each week, the cream of comedy curates their fantasy comedy gig. Who'd open? Who'd close? What gig nightmare do they never want to relive? All this and much, much more. It's essentially comedy gossip and chat.
You know, I remember this the other day, my first ever gig. It was like a Friday night open mic night. And they said, we'll just announce you on when you're on. We haven't got a running order. It's a bit free form. I got to the end of the night and then they wrapped it up and they'd forgotten to put me on. Oh, and I'd sat there the whole night.
We've also got Stuart Lee, Harry Hill, Jen Brister, Ben Bailey-Smith, Maisie Adam, Al Murray, Rachel Paris, and many, many more coming up. That's the Always Be Comedy podcast, out now with new episodes every Tuesday.